So the first thing that I guess I'm curious about, and I don't know if Amy knows this or not, but how and why did you get into competition climbing?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I have a somewhat decent story that's not quite the same as some other people's. A lot of people start climbing and working and then find out about the competitions and then just kind of start sort of integrating into that. Whereas my story, I have a landscaping background. So I did all sort of garden maintenance, lawn maintenance, that kind of thing. And a friend of mine's husband worked as an arborist, and his boss, well, they got married. I was in the wedding party. That's kind of how we got introduced. And he knew my background and kind of thought, you know, I think you'd probably like tree work. And he kind of asked me at the perfect time that I was bored of cutting grass. And he told me about what the job kind of entailed, but he kind of veered off of that almost right away and went into competitions. And he told me all about the competitions and what that all entailed. And basically said to me, he's like, you look like you'd be a good climber. He's like, you look like a lot of the climbers that are female that are competing right now. And I didn't really know how to take that, because like, I've never seen any of them, like Chrissy Spence and Joe Hedger and all of them. For all I knew, who knows what they look like. So at first I was like, okay, I got to look into this, but it sounds really cool because I am kind of a competitive person already anyway, mostly just doing team sports. But when he said that the job would entail climbing and then competing on the side, I was like super stoked. So I looked into it and started working for him and started getting into competitions right away.
How long ago was this?
Like 2009.
Okay.
Yeah. June of 2009 is when I first started my first day doing tree work. And then the competition was that following September. So I had the whole summer to kind of learn the ropes. And but like other people's stories, what I've heard, especially like when I teach at Humber College, the climbing program, and I talked to some of the students there, and a lot of them are going to school to try to get their bosses to allow them to climb. I find a lot of people start on the ground and they have to kind of build their way up to become a climber. It's almost like a reward to be able to get to climb. Whereas my story, I didn't know any better, but I was in the trees like my first day. My first week. My boss's, I guess his whole idea was to get me competing right away. So I had to climb. So I was fortunate knowing that now, knowing that other people's stories aren't quite the same.